Daily News via remote. Rescue efforts in Beirut continue today, 2 days after a massive explosion that killed at least 137 people and injured more than 5,000. A two-week state of emergency has begun. People in Beirut are expressing anger at the government over what they say was negligence that led to Tuesday's huge blast. Lebanon's foreign minister says the government has given an investigative committee 4 days to determine responsibility for the devastating explosion. The international community is responding with offers to help the people of Beirut with recovery efforts. French President Emmanuel Macron is visiting Beirut today. France is the formal colonial power of Lebanon. Previously said it was sending emergency troops and several tons of medical equipment. Russia says it will contribute a mobile hospital along with doctors, while Qatar is transporting field hospitals and medical aid to Beirut. Jordan is sending its own field hospital and medical workers to Lebanon. 5 months after confirming its first case of the new coronavirus, Brazil is fast approaching the bleak milestone of 100,000 deaths from COVID-19, a tragedy experts blame on the country's lack of a coherent response. It will be just the second country to cross that grim threshold after the United States, where the death toll is now over 150,000. Australia's second biggest city, Melbourne, began the first day of a six-week lockdown today. With the closure of most shops and businesses, this is raising new fears of food shortages as authorities battle a second wave of coronavirus infections. And a team of experts from the World Health Organization is in South Africa to help the country get control of the rapid rise in coronavirus cases. The rise in the spread of the virus has pushed South Africa to nearly 530,000 cases.